My name is Roman Robinson. This is my first podcast. I don't know, just decided to do it just because I am a truck driver. Not over the road though, more of a local. I do a lot of runs into Los Angeles. Matter of fact, I'm on the way there now. For those that don't live in California, California it's not as good as people think. You know, I mean, we got the beaches and we got, you know, LA, but for those that have never been to California that think that going to Hollywood is such an amazing thing, Hollywood is crap. It's dirty. You know what I mean? I mean, you might find Jesus, literally. There's some guy that dresses up like Jesus, and he sits on some intersection and just talks. The beaches are nice, though. The beaches are good. I'm not going to knock the beaches. But it is overhyped, you know. Beaches are good. Food is good. Yeah, the food is good. There's a lot of places, you know, in Los Angeles to get really, really good food. Me personally, I go to Los Angeles somewhere along the way. The main reason I'm going that way is more so just to go, like, to beach. So, I get clam chowder. But the best place to get clam chowder, if you ever come to California, Pismo Beach, California. For the life of me, I do not remember the name of the spot where me and my girlfriend got clam chowder. Some of the best clam chowder I've ever had. You know, some people say go to Brad's. Some people say go to, what's that restaurant? You know what? I don't remember the name of it. Splash Cafe. I believe that's the name of it. But you'll know Splash Cafe because there'll be a line wrapped around the damn building all the time, 24/7. Don't go there. I think it starts with a Z. I'm unsure. But just ask around. The locals will tell you. Pismo Beach is some of the best place to get your clam chowder from, I promise. I like clam chowder. Ate a lot of it. You know, really good. But not to knock Splash Cafe. They do have some good clam chowder. But if you want like a really good bread bowl on top of some good clam chowder, Splash Cafe is the place to go. It's a very, very rich garlic bread bowl with obviously, you know, clam chowder. So that's that. Now, for those that just don't give a shit about what I'm saying and are gonna go to LA anyways, that's fine. But the best place to go if you want to have fun, for the most part, you want to know somebody. You know what I mean? Meet somebody. You know, best way to do it, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Find someone that lives there that are friendly. Befriend them, and then when you come down there, they can show you around. Me personally, I go to Sunset Boulevard. Sunset Boulevard is a long-ass street of nothing but bars and I call him the hot dog man. You know, he's just some guy. There are a bunch of guys, a bunch of people, obviously separate people, all over the all over Sunset Boulevard, and they just have these little push wagon things, and they just make bacon-wrapped hot dogs all night. And then they have the bell peppers and the onions, and it's all sauteed, and you know, it's really, really good, especially if you're nice and drunk and you're hungry. Oh God, those are the best, man. Those are the best. But if I had to prefer a beach, preferably, Manhattan Beach. Manhattan Beach. Keep that in mind. Manhattan Beach. Pismo Beach is good. Santa Maria, Santa Barbara, you know, Santa Monica. All those beaches are good. Don't get me wrong. You go to Santa Maria, probably, you know, smoke a lot of weed for free if that's your thing, you know. That's a whole other topic. But Manhattan Beach is the place to go. It's very nice. It's a further drive, but it's nicer. The weather's nicer. The beach is more, I don't know, it just looks nicer. It's a little more pricey, but it's such, you know, for someone that's never been in Los Angeles or California for that matter. And there's a lot of people that live in California that never been to LA or even the Bay Area. Manhattan Beach is the place to go. You know what I mean? Also, if you don't have one, Cheesecake Factory, I prefer it. Cheesecake Factory is a very good factory. Let me back up a little bit. Cheesecake Factory is a restaurant. How the fuck? Not a factory. Jesus Christ. They have really good food. Low pricey, but you know what? You get what you pay for. You know what I mean? You get what you pay for. And if you want a very good meal, if you're with your significant other or something, and you want to take him or her on a nice outing somewhere you've never been before, I prefer going to I don't know, I was reading something on this damn thing. Short form audio. Okay. Well, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and end this. I hope it was kind of informative. You guys have a good day, and I might make another one later.